Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. As weekend celebrations revolve around family issues, I'd like you to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, to speak of the right of children to play at the time of the Romans. Mm-hmm. Roman children played.
Oh, yeah. Certainly they had games and they had toys and they had all that.
They played the nuts, the equivalent of marbles, I read.
Yes.
How'd you say that?
Nuce, they had a whole thing. Nucibus ludebant. Nucibus ludebant with, like, walnuts.
But they played with knuckle bones or pebbles as well.
Yeah. And they certainly used to carve, you know, ivory cubes. Like, okay, your dice.
Oh, but the adults used to play dice.
Oh, yeah, from your foot there.
So how do you say knuckle bones? And the Romans played with knuckle bones and pebbles and rolled metal hoops.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I know. The metal hoops is a verbero. Ergo volvebant verberones. That's the hoops. I don't know, knuckle bones. What are you going to say? Osa articulorum. Oh, they had everything.
Yeah. The little girls had dolls as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Even in Pompeii, we had, like, you know, carts and little horses. Well, they had everything that we have today, for sure.
What do you mean, carts and little horses?
I mean, they had, you know, model horses and
like
wagons.
Toys.
And toys, yeah, certainly.
Toys representing
their everyday life. Yeah, certainly. Oblectamenta, ludibria.
Those toys were for rich children, no?
Mm.
Maybe poorer children just made little carts with a bit of wood, and they... And I read that they had little mice or pigeons to pull them.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
How would you say that?
Well, we have pictures like that.
How would you say that?
Avevan colum mures vel palumbes qui traherent curus caros.
And they must have played what you call in the States tag, no?
Oh, yeah, my, yeah.
How'd you say tag?
What do you understand by tag? I know, you know. What are you
going to
say?
We call it chasing.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to say? I don't know. Tactus est vera, you know, tactus for contractatio, where you touch someone.
And what about hide and seek?
Se abscondere et querere. That's easy.
And hopscotch?
Oh, my heaven's sakes. Saltatio per quadra. Jumping through the squares. What are you going to say? Saltatio, boom, 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 per quadra.
And they like to play games, as we said before, with dice and things like that. And they used to play things like, you know, what we do too as well when you toss a coin, no? Heads I win and tails you lose.
Yeah.
How'd you say
that? Well, they had the same thing. Capita? What do they say? Capita. Yeah. Caput me vincente
Navia.
Huh?
Navia.
Navia?
No.
What is Navia?
I don't know. I read that in a book.
Navia. Maybe, yeah, where they had like with tails, in the sense like a ship on the back. That would be possible with the head and a ship. They had things like certainly the Roman coins.
So cheating again, heads I win, tails you lose, how'd you say?
Si arcidit caput vinco, si cauda evenit perdo.
They were great gamblers, the Romans, weren't they? Those were.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say gambling?
Oh, that's another one. That's hard to do, too, you know. Hey, what are you going to say? Per sortes, ludebant per sortes. By lots.
They gambled with everything, didn't they? They had cockfights and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
Blackmailing, you were saying?
Wanted blackmail. I said there's not one word, but they say extorquere minis, to extort something with threats.
Getting back to the children, did they go to the baths at all? Because the adults spent a lot of time in the baths.
Yes, they did. They did with their parents. Yes, they did. Babies were taken there.
Did they swim?
Yes, certainly.
How do you say?
Certainly.
Throw the baby into the thermal pool.
In piscina, I'm in fantulum proicere.
They went on picnics on a particular festival in March, you know, by the Tiber.
Mm.
Is that right?
I'm not acquainted with it in March.
Did they go on picnics?
They had rusticationes.
Would you say that the children were respected and that they did have rights in the times of the Romans?
Rights, I don't know, rights, that would be hard card to say as we understand rights. Respected, oh yes. Oh yeah, but as we would understand rights, perhaps not.
How would you describe it?
Because, you don't understand, because the children were subjected to their father. What's called the patria potestas was extremely strong. The father had control over his children as long as he lived, even if the kids were 50 years old. And the father was 90, he still had control over the children.
So the Romans never grew up?
Numquam adule verunt Romani, they never grew up. But there are incidents, really, where children, even older adults, disobeyed their parents and were killed by the parents.
That's pushing it a bit far, no?
Well, that was it. They had that sacrosanct thing. It was patria potestas, fatherly authority.
A child asked you today, Father Foster, what were the Roman children like?
Well, I would say, listen, all you have to do is change your clothes a bit and put on a little toga or a little one of those little cut-off, you know, dresses up to your knee and sandals, and you're the same as they always were. Habene habevan tuniculas. Et satis est mutare vestimenta ut fiatis pueri Romanorum, that you become children of the Romans. Iam pervenimus ad lunam, interia nil est vita humana mutata.
Which means, in English?
Which means we have gotten to the moon, but the human life has changed nothing.
And a big thank you there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, who was for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist. No longer in Rome, he is currently teaching Latin in the United States. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.